Last week, I lost my one true, loyal, and trusted partner, my boxer dog, Layla, who was known to many friends and family as hashtag Layla Love. Before you feel sad for me, I'd like to share with you the meaningful life lessons I've learned from Layla. First, love with all your heart. Love what you do and who you meet, regardless of status, circumstance, or situation. Layla loved that it was her job to keep me on schedule, and more importantly, her schedule. Like clockwork, she would push her cold nose on me in the morning when it was time to get up for a walk, and at the end of the workday, she would use her nose to lift my hands off my laptop keyboard. Layla loved the work she did, and although it wasn't a glamorous job, she did it with passion and kept me from drowning in my daily work grind. Layla loved all people, from doormen to tourists to baristas, even homeless people on the street. She knew everyone. It didn't matter if they were educated, beautiful, or popular. She gave the same love to everyone. Second, look people in the eye when you are speaking to them. Layla often had a lot to say, and while we never understood her dog language, her eyes said it all. Strangers and people who knew her would comment to me all the time about her intense eye contact and how she was speaking to them through her eyes. Third, explore the world. Layla's entire life was an adventure. She amazed me how she constantly found new places in Central Park that we never knew existed. She wasn't afraid to explore and see more, and in our time together, we witnessed so many beautiful miracles of God's creation. The pitch challenge today: live a life of Layla love. Find what to love about your work and focus on that. Take risk and choose to love others with all your heart and don't hold back. Look people and beloved pets in the eyes to establish a deeper connection. And get out and explore the world. Don't hold back on living. See all that you can possibly see and keep your childlike or puppy curiosity to move you in new directions. If you want to learn more about the life of Layla Love and her incredible journey, visit my tribute to her on my Instagram page at AmySummersNYC. I just want to add that I'm really going to miss doing these flash briefings with Layla. I would always write them on my walks with Layla, and then she would make me wait until late at night to record them in my bedroom closet without her vocal interruptions. We called flash briefing recording nights story time. I would say, "Layla, are you ready for story time?" Then she would jump in my bed and I would rehearse the flash briefing on her before walking into my little closet to record it. Now, Layla Love will be joining our flash briefing story time virtually, just like all of you do each and every day with me. It's painful to not have her by my side, but I know she's listening from afar to every word that's coming from my heart, and that keeps me motivated to love my work and share it with all of you. Good night, Layla Love, and stay tuned for tomorrow's story time. I'll be thinking about how much I will always love you.